Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Listen to this song. Who sings this? Woo! Where you guys think Brady's going?
I'll tell you who sings it. The band that was going to play Boston Calling Memorial Day weekend.
I was
going to
say, I hope you enjoy the playing of this every day now, because you're not going to see him over in Brighton.
Oh, we shouldn't say that. We shouldn't say that. That hasn't.
Yeah, that hasn't known, officially.
We shouldn't
happened.
Say anything. So,
whatever. You scrubbed in over there, Hardy?
I need a couple more wipes, actually, please.
Good. Hey, everybody, what's up? Happy Friday.
Hi, Beetle.
Thanks for being here.
I see you like a week.
I know, it's been a week since I've been here.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you, buddy.
It's good.
It's like a whole new, like, hey, we're back from break.
I had a cold. That was it. Nothing too major. You know, tired, had a cold. That now turns into a four-day thing.
Sure does.
That's just part of the precaution we are all taking, right?
Yep.
That's what everybody's doing. How about yesterday? Yesterday was the day that sports stopped. That's it. Put it all on pause.
This guy was fantastic.
Excellent.
The way Hardy handled yesterday's show, the way he's handled it all week, he's one of the most essential employees in this building for many reasons. And just kudos to you yesterday.
Thank you.
I could not turn it off. Could not. I sat there and I watched it all and...
Well, we were joking before the show, like, you know, how do you plan for the show?
You don't plan for that.
We did have plans, but then it changed every 90 seconds. There was, I would say on average, every 5 to 10 minutes, another, oh, this is the biggest story now of the day. Oh, this is the biggest story. I don't know what the breaking point is, at what point, you know, there will be nothing left to surprise us in terms of closings, suspensions, cancellations. It's going to be now, obviously, you know, something in the public, like retail sector. I think that would probably be the next big thing. But once you close the schools and stop all big gatherings, what's left? Travel and, you know, retail, restaurants, stuff like
movie
that.
Movie theaters.
I don't know. Maybe it's going in that direction.
Yeah, I mean, there were a handful of idiots in professional sports that didn't want to do what they did over the last couple of days. But for the most part, they were, as far as we could tell, owners, players, coaches, pretty much everybody's on board.
I thought Mark Cuban was the best out of all of them. Because you got the video of him courtside. You know, he's obviously there at all the Maverick games. And his handler, whoever the guy is with the suit sitting next to him, hands him his phone and says, look at this. And his, oh, you've got to be kidding me. Like his, oh my God. Like that moment that was caught on film. And he gets up and runs to the bench, tells the referees, tells the doctors what's going on, and then holds a press conference post-game and says, yeah, this isn't about playing. This is about, it's about life.
Here's what I want to say. I feel like sports is far more united than any other sector of society right now.
You know what it feels like, which is weird? It feels like, remember 9/11 when we came back and, you know, the Yankees were in the World Series? But
yeah.
We weren't a Yankee fan, but damn it, you hung on it. You hung on it every sport moment after that. The NFL, you know, suspended play for a week, and then they all came back. Yeah, and it, I don't want to say sports will
We don't know when they're coming back.
We don't know.
So it just feels like right now they're ahead of it. More so than the rest of us who can't seem to get on board, who seem to have issues with it, who feel a little too inconvenienced or complaining a little bit too much. It feels like sports got it right. Remember 2 days ago how pissed off people were about a basketball tournament that they likely had never watched in their life? That would be the Ivy League.
Oh, those guys, yeah.
The Ivy Harvard. League, when they canceled 2 days ago.
Harvard, yeah.
And the world found reason to be upset with the Ivy League.
Yeah.
You ever watch the Ivy League tournament?
No.
I think I watched Harvard-Yale in it once, maybe like 5-6 years ago. I feel like they were both good.
Who's the guy that, played at Duke and was...
And so maybe for like 45 minutes of my sports watching life, I paid attention to the Ivy League tournament.
Yeah.
All right. So
and that's like 45 minutes more than the average person.
Get ready. This is...
We got more news today.
Yeah, but just something just popped. This is how it worked all day yesterday and the day before. According to Jason Sobel, this year's Masters tournament has been postponed.
Oh, sorry, Hardy.
Well,
it was inevitable.
Postponed, I can handle. Cancel?
The course closes, though, Hardy. How will they be able to do it?
Well, they can do a pimento.
It's going to get bad.
I don't know. I don't know if that keeps.
Don't let the egg salad sit out in the sun.
We've got to start distributing that quickly to those in need.
So
those in need are going to be like, nah, take it back. I'm good.
Well, this is the way the day's going to go. I mean, stuff's going to keep coming in, and I don't know how much more is really left, but we're going to carry the Boston Marathon press conference live, correct?
Right, which is coming up in about 5-6 minutes.
Yeah.
We assume?
Yeah.
So that will happen. And as things develop and as things happen, whether they're sports related or not, we'll be talking about it. We'll be doing the best we can, given that there are no sports to talk about.
So the Masters has said it is postponed, but no new dates have been announced. They did start the tournament yesterday, Players Championship, and they said it was going to continue today and the rest of the weekend without fans. And then they decided just to cancel that. So that's been canceled. I believe the next 3 weeks have been canceled. And now the Masters, which was scheduled to begin on April 9th, was the first day of the tournament. But it really, you know, starts on
that
Monday.
Which is 4 weeks from yesterday.
Right.
So 4 weeks from yesterday was the start of the Masters, and now it has been postponed.
Yep. How does anybody have kids in schools right now?
I don't know.
Seriously.
I disagree with
like
it.
All this. I mean, you can find these kids in rooms, and you've got little ones. I got a little one, and it's always like, you know, and like wiping your nose and your sleeves, and they don't wash hands the way we wash hands. I've never washed my hands as much as I've washed hands in the last week.
Yeah, I would agree with that
my fingertips are cracked
15 times a day.
I could do this on my shirt, and it's like cutting, it's pulling like all the material away because my hands are so cracked. I'm washing hands, but I don't moisturize. I should moisturize.
Yeah, you should do a little more moisturizing is what you should do.
Oh.
So as we were saying, sports, believe it or not, got ahead of it. More so than anybody else. They were the first sort of domino to fall in closing things.
And as you said, it's the one segment of society right now that seems to be all on the same page. They're all doing the same thing.
Yeah, there's a handful of guys. James Dolan apparently was against it. Tillman Fertitta. Tom Brady's friend, Jim Gray's friend,
yes,
Kilman.
Sir.
He was reportedly against it.
Yep.
Those were the two NBA owners that had issue with it. So the fact that they got as many of the other owners to agree, and there's only two people dissenting, tells you they're pretty much all on the same page. We have not heard of anybody dissenting in the NHL yet.
Right.
Maybe we will in the coming days. But that's what we've heard of. Two guys in sports to this point that were actually a part of the process and the decision-making that said, no, don't do this. They were ahead of it. And now I think everything else will eventually follow. Isn't that remarkable? You can't go to a Bruins or Celtics game right now, but everybody can go to school. Not everybody, because some districts have chosen to cancel. Some have not. At some point, I would hope everybody gets on the same page there, because you can cut it down now and save us all from a prolonged process.
Or you're going to scare the
hell. Dealing with this.
You're going to scare the hell out of the parents that are sending their kids to school, and they're going to be sitting there going, well, why is my kid going and all these other people and all our friends that we have are sitting in lockdown at home? People are going to start pulling their kids out of school if they continue to go. Like, you take it in your own hands.
Even if they're not at the highest risk, and all
correct.
The indications are they are not,
I understand
they have
that.
Dealt with the virus remarkably well.
But they're still adults that have to function in schools.
They still carry the virus.
Right.
617-779-0985. We'll get to your calls in a little bit. We're going to get to the press conference related to the Boston Marathon and what will happen there. It has been announced that it will be postponed. Maybe some more information on when it will be run and what the future is for that event. That's all coming up here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
There's going to be a press conference momentarily related to the Boston Marathon. So when that happens, we will go to it live to get the latest details on what it is that will happen. There's one report out that it will take place the second Monday in September. I'll double check that. Want to get you that correct report. It was, let me see. Yes, it would be September 14th. There's one report that it will be the 14th of September, but that has not yet been confirmed. And when it is confirmed momentarily at the press conference, you will be hearing it live for yourself. So you will get all those details. But there's eight different communities that have to, I guess, agree on that, because obviously it's not just about the city of Boston. It's about all those other places as well.
Gotcha. We're usually, a week or two into the NFL season and maybe a Patriots home game on a Sunday there. And those are pretty warm days.
Yes.
So, you talk to these runners and, you know, the guys, the people or the, not people, not guys, but men and women that run these, like they want it in the 50s. They want it 50s, 50s and 60s are ideal conditions.
You know, September 14th could be warm, really warm.
So she's going to cook.
And so I guess part of the thought process on this was a lot of the same runners that run in Boston also run in New York, which takes place in early November.
I get it.
And so you've got to leave some distance between those two races for people that do run both. And obviously the competitive runners definitely do both. So yeah, I think there were some considerations probably given to that as well, when they could fit it in here in the calendar. And now there will be a random Monday in September, but it won't be the same. At least I don't think so. Do you think it'll feel the same, be the same?
No, God, no.
No, it'll be different.
They're going to move the Red Sox to 11 o'clock?
No, think about that.
I hope
stop
so.
It, stop it.
What's their schedule look like on that day? Are they home that day?
Yeah, bring Ortiz in. It's our having city.
What's the Red Sox schedule in September looking like? Which, by the way, as you already know, the Red Sox and every
That's
other...
It's an off day.
It's an off day.
Yeah, now it is.
Perfect.
Everything.
I'd squeeze one in there. Who's
Wait a minute.
Who do they start? Who do they start or end with?
You slide this thing in, then we get back to.
Who do they start or end with? Like the Sunday or Tuesday that you could squeeze in another game there. Hell, you could play three games that day. Play a bunch, a minimum doubleheader.
Yeah.
Figure out which one of those two teams are going to need to make up some games against. Baseball's going to get crushed in this. They're going to get smoked by this.
You're not kidding. And then you're going to be going up against the NFL. How about the Felger and Mazz are really good in this, too, the pushing back of the NBA season and how some owners may be open to this to where we really don't want to go head-to-head with the NFL. This might be actually better for us as a model as we look at this, push this back into, you know, July and August.
Do you know what I hope it serves as? Proof that baseball season should be shortened. They should not play 162 games this year. They're already committing to pushing back at least the first 2 weeks of their season.
It's like they're helping you to, hey, you cut the season
down. Here's an idea. Cut the season down. You might find out you like it.
Yeah.
You might find out it works better for you. And it works better for fans. So we'll have to, we'll wait and see if that is the case. If they choose to shorten their season and have a, you know, more compact season, which results in better fan engagement, is what I would say about that. Okay, so as we mentioned, the press conference is just about set to begin over at City Hall with Mayor Marty Walsh as well, I believe, as the governor. We will bring you that live here momentarily as they step up to the podium outside of City Hall. And here's Mayor Marty Walsh.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for being here this morning. I want to thank a lot of different people, which I'll go through in a second. Well, first and foremost, I want to thank the governor who's with us today, the lieutenant governor, Tom Grilk, the CEO of the Boston Athletic Association, Marianne Harrison, the CEO from John Hancock, Chairman Aaron Mikowicz from the State House, mayors and town managers that are joining with us today, from the marathon route, as well as public safety officials, public health officials, tourism officials, and all the folks that have been working on this issue. I am going to talk, we're going to deal with just the marathon today. And just for the press's edification, on Sunday, I will be talking at some point during the day about Boston Public Schools. There will be school Monday, and there'll be school next week, but what we're going to be talking about is laying out a plan for if we have to close the schools and also how we're going to be dealing with our schools moving forward in next week and beyond. And I'll get more into that next week on Sunday. I do not have any answers for you today. We're here today to announce that the 2020 Boston Marathon will be postponed until Monday, September 14th of this year. Our expectation, and it's an expectation and a hope right now, is that this date will get us to a safer place in relation to the spread of the coronavirus. It's a date that the BAA can make work for their runners, and we all, there's been a lot of conversations around what date could work, and the governor's going to talk a little more about this later. With the help, our priority right now is making sure the health and safety of the runners, of the fans, of the medical personnel, first responders, residents of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, visitors from across the country, visitors from across the world. We want to make sure that we keep people safe. We also are concerned, especially about our elderly and most vulnerable people who might not go anywhere near the marathon, but most at risk for any spread of the coronavirus. That's what all of this is about. Protecting vulnerable neighbors and population and preserving the capacity of our healthcare system in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Postponing the marathon is, a lot of you have been asking questions for the last couple of weeks, is certainly a very big undertaking. And I'd like to thank all of the leadership in the towns of Hopkinton, Ashland, Framingham, Natick, Wellesley, Newton, and Brookline for us collectively working together, all of our public health and safety, in talking about this situation in this challenging circumstance. We worked very closely together to create a workable plan. It's a plan that takes into consideration the impacts of how we can mitigate them. The marathon plays also a major role for local charities and our local economy, and we're going to hear a little bit about that in a little bit. Our plan is to make the weekend of September 14th a cornerstone in a campaign to help businesses, local businesses, recover from this entire episode. One thing that I want to be clear about, I want to discourage anyone from trying to run the course on April 20th. I know that runners had their training plan set for that date, but the roads will not be closed for crowds.
First responders will not have the ability to be working on those routes because they're going to be tied up with what's happening right now with the coronavirus and then also doing their regular order of business. You have a chance to run in a historic once-in-a-lifetime race in September, and I hope that all the runners and people will embrace it. I want to close by saying the marathon is Boston and is all of us standing here today in Massachusetts. It connects us. It reflects us. It brings out our community spirit and our resiliency. We've shown before that no matter what the challenge is to our marathon and to our city, we are Boston strong. And that's what we will be again this year. In the face of this crisis and Marathon Monday, we are going to continue to lead in the country. Now I'd like to turn the microphone over to Tom Grilk about the BAA's planning.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We're here today, we the BAA, to support the decision of the City of Boston, the other seven cities and towns along the marathon route, and the Commonwealth to postpone the 2020 Boston Marathon until Monday, September 14th, as the mayor has just described. We know that all of these municipalities and the Commonwealth are doing this in support of all of the constituencies served by the marathon: runners, charities, volunteers, spectators who have embraced the marathon for generations, and our local economy. We at the BAA will take every reasonable step possible to support this effort and all of those constituencies. We at the BAA could not be more impressed by the immense amount of work put in by the City of Boston and the other communities and the Commonwealth to find a way to not simply cancel the marathon, but instead to take the less drastic step of postponing it, and doing so amidst a crisis of unprecedented proportions. We all know the massive degree of challenge confronted by the mayor, the governor, and the cities and towns represented here in addressing a crisis that no one could see coming. The issues and challenges are endless and urgent. Above all, we salute and are grateful for the magnificent leadership being provided in this crisis by the governor, the mayor, municipal leaders, and everyone else addressing this crisis. We are privileged to have them all to guide us at a moment when we need great leadership. We have it. We know at the BAA there will be lots of questions, and we will address them as promptly as we can at our website at baa.org. And I believe next the President and Chief Executive Officer of John Hancock, Marianne Harrison, will speak.
Thank you, Mayor Walsh, Tom, and Governor
Okay.
Baker.
Okay, that's where we're going to cut it with the BAA press conference.
Yep.
That took place. Mayor Marty Walsh has a press conference today about a marathon that would have been run more than a month from now, but doesn't have an answer yet today on schools. He's not going to talk about schools today, but is going to hold a press conference on the marathon.
It's unbelievable. He led this press conference with Boston Public Schools. We'll be open for business next week.
I have no issue with there being a press conference about the marathon today. That I get. Like, okay, a lot of people that are training and are, you know, wanting to know what is going to happen with the marathon.
Travel. Yeah, people have to travel too.
But if you want answers on schools, that's going to have to wait. That's a bad look. That's a bad look. I'm sorry it is. I'm here just to talk about the road race that would have happened more than a month from now. I'm not here to talk about the school plan yet. We're still sifting through that. But the race, we've got that part figured out.
The big foot race is going to take place in September now. I know it. Look, it affects a lot of people, not just the people running it, but just everything that goes along with it. The school thing
is far more pertinent.
Putting that off until Sunday? All the questions people have about the schools? Sunday? I don't know.
But not a lot going on Sunday. I mean,
well, it just seems like there's a lot of other schools that, you know, went ahead and
canceled.
Yeah. Hit the button yesterday afternoon, last night.
No, Larry Vaughn, the beaches will be open. The schools will be open. That's what it is. That's what it's turning into.
What's Amity mean?
It's not just in Boston.
Like everything else? Wait a minute. Just wait a minute.
You think it changes?
Yes.
Public pressure will change it. That Governor Baker steps in and decides it for the state the way other governors have in their states.
I don't know that it's public pressures, though, as much as it is
common sense.
Just as they watch what else is happening, and as they, you know, find out about, you know, what are we really dealing with here? What is it, you know, what is the issue? Is it the kids getting sick? Look, it's everything. It's the sickness. It is the overwhelming, the healthcare system. It's everything. You keep bringing large masses together. The longer you do it, the greater the odds are that you are going to have a situation Spikes. That becomes unmanageable. Yep. So why are you getting together hundreds and thousands of kids into the same building day after day after day when other schools decide? I understand there are many, many issues that they have to deal with the Boston Public Schools, and maybe chief among them are the meal plans that a lot of these kids are on. And they're going to have to figure out a way to keep these kids fed.
Yes. Should not be discounted, but should not be a reason to keep them open.
You got a couple few days to figure it out, because it just seems to me with everyone else taking this and trying to do their best toward containment, I'd be surprised if Boston Public Schools are open on Monday, much less all next week.
No, they're opting for convenience. That's what some public leaders are doing. They are opting for what is convenient for them. That's not the safe way. It's not the most prepared way to do it. To opt for convenience. Not a time for convenience. And I will stand by this. I think sports has done a better job than just about everybody else. We'll talk more about that. 617-779-0985. We've got the press conference in the marathon now, September 14th. You've got that information. We'll get to your calls next.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
So I think what you saw just a couple of minutes ago, or heard just a couple of minutes ago, is further evidence that sporting events are doing a better job of shutting things down than any other sector. They are. They're doing a better job. The Boston Marathon was not scheduled to be run until the 20th of April, more than a month from now. They have already announced they will close it down. They are not going to run the race. And in the same press conference,
prior to that announcement,
the mayor of the city says, school is open. No questions on that. Don't question me on that. Not here to talk about that. The schools will be open. But let's talk about the race 5 weeks from now that we just canceled. I mean, there's no better example than that.
Oh, you scream,
the race, which again, I know, is not just a race for the participants, which there are 30,000 of. Which is 25,000 or so less than what they have in the Boston Public Schools. There are far more kids that are in school in Boston than people that will be running the marathon. I know it's more than that. It's also about the spectators that would come into the city. But that large gathering 5 weeks from now is already canceled. Shut down. We'll move it to another part of the year. Schools are open on Monday. What sense does that make? So you're going to cut down on the contact 5 weeks from now, but you won't cut down on the contact going on right now across the city. It's nonsensical. So I think our public leaders are failing in a number of ways right now on coronavirus.
I've had two.
Because they are half measures. They are not doing it all the way. They're trying to do what they can get away with. And they're not just going to go all the way on it to try and sort of stem it now and be able to later on say, hey, because we shut everything down, we were actually able to stop it in its tracks and return to normal life sooner rather than later, because we did not want to turn into Italy. Now, we didn't want to be that.
Since this press conference, I've had two people on my Facebook Messenger message me that they are working in the Boston Public Schools and are deeply concerned by this.
As they should be.
Not naming names, and this is not. And ours, I've got a ton of emails from our schools. You know, I'm out in the suburbs. I'm in Wrentham, and they said they have been really proactive, cleaning, deep cleaning the schools, especially on the weekends, going through and hitting it twice, And yet they've taken it in their hands to cancel the schools, and not to mention districts which do and don't. But yeah, here we are. And two people that have to go to work because they are teachers in public schools are concerned now. And they want to thank us for, and thank you for addressing it.
Well, I would say that, you know, for kids that go, there's this sort of idea that, well, there's no kids that are infected. I heard that in Quincy from our mayor. That, well, no kids have any symptoms or have been infected.
Nor do ours.
Yeah, yeah, that's the point. That you do it now so that there are no kids who get infected that then bring it home to their families or their grandparents that could have underlying issues. I'm not as concerned about my kids as I am my parents. Does that make sense for people? Is that easy to understand? The reason to shut it down is so you don't have that. Because what happens, Mayor Walsh, or in Quincy, Mayor Koch, whoever it might be, whichever mayor you have in your town, or, you know, town board, depending on your government, what happens? What is going to be your plan when you have a dozen kids a week from now, 10 days from now, that are in your schools? How many more kids will then be required to be quarantined? Yeah. How many more families are going to be required to be quarantined? Not by choice, but now by necessity.
Right. You want to be New Rochelle down in New York?
No.
You want to put up the tape and say, you know what, we're in a spike zone here. Like, that's what you risk. That's the risk.
And it's not about panic. Do you know what a panic is? You panic when all of a sudden you don't have it under control anymore because you missed your opportunity. And that's what we're seeing play out in a very developed country in Italy. That's what we're seeing play out right now. You don't want to end up like that.
Right.
That's when there's full-blown panic. This is not panic. This is, I don't want to have to be panicked later on. Let's try and kill this thing now.
Suck it up for a couple weeks.
Yes.
Let's nail this thing and let's get back to normal.
And we'll be in much better shape.
Right. But have everybody
have the
same
mentality.
And the
other part is we're not really testing in this country. I think we've all sort of learned that by now.
Sure.
Because there is no testing.
Little past that point.
I shouldn't say no. There is very little testing that we are very unaware of who has it.
Well, the Jazz had 58 of them. I mean, they were able to test right away.
Oh, this is...
I was told anyone who wants a test could get a test. Is that not accurate?
That is inaccurate.
That is completely 100%
inaccurate. Talk to anybody working in the medical field right now, they will tell you that is inaccurate. Talk to the people on the ground, they will tell you that is wrong.
Somebody said that.
That is not the truth.
I know somebody that is working on the front, and they think they had 8 or 9 cases where they believe, you know, this person may have the coronavirus.
There's a question about Rudy Gobert.
They can only test 3 of them.
That nobody is asking. How did he get tested? Now, we know why after he was confirmed as having it, why everyone else got tested. Even still, the 58 people in that organization they tested met the criteria, yet others who had traveled and had doctors making their cases didn't meet the criteria.
Right.
I mean, okay, we see how that worked. An NBA player, NBA coaches are going to get preferential treatment in their state.
It's pro league. I get it.
And that's how Rudy Gobert got tested. If he was you or I,
we'll get tested.
Not getting tested.
And keep touching mics and jacking around.
We addressed this yesterday when you and Tickles were out. The notion.
Who gave the nickname for that?
I believe it was.
It started with you at the beginning of the show.
My dear friend Mabel.
You take credit for it.
Oh, Tickles? I said that he had a tickle in his throat, is what I had said.
And then Mabel suggested the nickname Tickles. Tickle me, Zoe. Tickle toe.
T-Bone says he might have been him that suggested Tickles because he used it as a.
Whatever.
What's the name of the guy in the Tom Cruise movie? The Dick Trickle? The race car driver?
Correct. Cole Trickle. Parts of society that are getting the test, it's like in Deep Impact. You know, you select the top 20% that goes into the caves that they build in the soft limestone in Missouri. The upper echelon, you know, defensive player of the year in the NBA. This is the part of society that needs to live so that we can procreate should this thing come to, you know, like, you know, we're talking extinction level event.
Are the choices.
They might play in a month, though.
The important people in the world get the test, people.
But they're choosing life or death of the patients that roll into the hospitals in Italy right now. The doctors there choose who lives, who dies. They don't have the equipment for everybody, and we don't have the equipment for everybody here if we have an outbreak, a major, significant outbreak that is, you know, countrywide.
Right.
We don't have it. We won't be able to keep up with it.
We have an announcement of another postponement. This is now official. I had gotten word on this yesterday. The Kowloon Crew fundraising auction. Marshall Hook has just tweeted 4 minutes ago, given the news and the ongoing developments, the event will obviously be postponed to a future date. and he still encourages people to support Special Olympics and their mission. But
you guys could all come over to my house. We could do it on the front porch, Andy will bring the food truck.
If you are willing to help Marshall Hook in his quest to get a bunch of other people to do his fundraising for him at the Kowloon, you're going to have to wait on that. It's now postponed.
Right now would be a really big ask. I mean, you thought it was a big ask in the beginning. Imagine if he still insisted that we go to Kowloon while the world is locked down to go fundraise for him. That would be sort of a big ask.
If you were like me or Beetle and had said yes to Marshall Hook's question, hey, I want to run a 5K. Can you blow up a weeknight for me so that I can raise money that they're not even asking me to go run this 5K? And you said yes.
Tuesday.
Now you're off the hook. And if you're planning on bidding on being at that dinner, postponed.
All right. I got my phone screen working here, so we're good to go.
All right.
We'll get to those coming up right after this.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Aldo's in Ludlow. Aldo, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I want to say I'm glad you guys are all right. You're on the air talking about other things. It's very nice. Zolak, before I want to say to you, it's okay to have any feelings towards this. Just don't let your kid know. Everything's all right. Just tell your kids everything's all right. If you have questions, call your local health department. Do not listen to this governor of New York on. This is not like pneumonia. Or even the other day when I said SARS wasn't handled like this, there's a reason. If you have a compromised immune system right now, or you have like asthma or something, you're more susceptible no matter what your age.
So I'm going to go home. I'm going to play Bob Marley. Like, everything's going to be all right. My kids.
Depending on the age of the kid.
Don't worry about it.
I think Aldo's point is don't scare your kids over it.
Hardy talked on this yesterday. Like, you said your son, dad's, or you're fine. Hey, go do your thing. You know, you better been sick before. How'd you normal after that? Yeah. You know, you gotta let your kids believe that everything's going to be all
right. Right.
He's right.
Everything's going to be fine. And like up until yesterday, happy as clams, right? Last night, got the announcement, school's closed. All they know is that school is closed. Happy as clams. It's good for them. It's, you know, a borderline good thing. They understand it's something serious, but they don't have to go to school. They need to know to wash their hands, and there's a reason why we won't be going to, you know, big gatherings of people and stuff like that. But for the most part, they need to know what they need to know, and you don't lie to them, but you do everything you can to make them feel safe.
How do you know clams are happy? You ever see a clam, like when you get a clam, like they get, hey, we're going to collect you and eat you and put you on the grill or put you in the soup. Like the clam can't do anything. Like, oh, no, don't pick me up. You know? Why are clams happy?
That's a good question, Zoe.
Happy as clams.
How did that
begin? When the hell? Who the hell ever came up with that saying? And I know that's a saying. But like, wow, look at it. Happy as clams.
They look like they're smiling. That's why.
Smiling.
You can't even. You,
like the
you duck whispered
in Christmas
it, you,
story.
I don't even know if you can do that. You missed it, thankfully.
Shane's in Boston. Hi, Shane.
Hey.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thank you very much for taking my call. I just wanted to also thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, all of you, for being on together. Glad to hear that you're safe. No issues yet. So thanks again for that. I just wanted to get your suggestion. Since we don't have any live sports, with I believe the exception of NASCAR and maybe UFC this weekend, can you guys recommend Celtics, Bruins?
NFL Network. Watch the replays. Yeah. It's awesome.
I'll do that, Joe. But just thinking Celtics and Bruins, like some of the older teams or seasons, to go back and watch maybe highlights or some of the other things like that.
Or you could read a book.
What you want to do is you want to go to the internet. It's the World Wide Web.
We're all going to...
And you want to Google.
I'm sure we're all going to be jonesing for our sports. Can you go a week without watching, Beetle?
Yeah.
Zoe?
Yeah, hell yeah. I was already in the office last night.
2 weeks? Okay, you might get a little itchy. After 3 weeks, we'll be ready for something to come back. We'll be fine. We'll be just fine.
I might rewatch for the 800th time every single season of The Office for the next month. That's all there is to do.
Yeah, well, I told you, that is my new background comfort food. You know, on the days when it's on the Comedy Central loop, it was on at least one TV in the house pretty much from 4 p.m. until 10 p.m. last night. Everything's okay.
I would say go back and watch the 2004 ALCS, but only from game four on. And then if you feel like it, maybe you could watch an inning or two of the World Series, but it's really about the ALCS too. That's four games. Right there, you can go back and watch.
It's like 20 hours you can go back and watch right now.
Right?
Yeah.
There you go. And some of those games were long. Long games. So go ahead.
Watch Fever Pitch. Good movie. Like, you relive it right through that.
He's trolling us. Rather see the games, though. I know you like Fever Pitch.
That's a good movie.
Rather see the games. I do enjoy when Nesson puts on those like 1990-ish Bruins
Pedro ones.
Playoff games with Neely and Bork. I don't hate that. So if you're, I hope they do that again.
I will not. I
hope they fill the void with stuff like that on the networks.
Depending on how bad the itch gets, you know, if I really start, I need something. I may resort to it. I can count on one hand the number of times I've gone back and watched a rerun, like an entire rerun of a sporting event. What, once you know the outcome, what are we doing? You're going to go back and watch the entire game where you know what's going to happen and watch the whole thing again? I can't do it. Done it a few times.
If Nesson wants to cancel all of their baseball coverage for the year and then just play like the 1995 season, I won't remember game to game what happened. I know how many they won. I know that they won the division, but if they just want to start doing that, I'd be okay with that too.
They'll come up with something.
Let me start watching a season. But, you know, even if I do know the outcome of the season, just game to game. Like, all right.
This is a good question. Like NFL Network, all these things, everybody, you sort of got to reprogram now. You got to get creative, right? You got to fill that void. You mean you're paying people, you're paying anchors.
What do you think you are? What are you going to be talking about every day next week?
Tom Brady.
Tom in Norwood is a teacher. He wants to weigh in on what we had been talking about. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Beetle for mayor. He's the only guy that knows what's going on out there. Cancel the schools. So I'm a school teacher in another town that hasn't canceled, but my kids' schools have canceled. We're crazy. We're sending people to the... cancel the marathon 5 weeks out, but we're sending children and older adults, older secretaries are on the front line of this. I think it's crazy that they haven't canceled stuff.
Well, it just happens that negates all the other work you're doing. It negates it all. When every family with a child then sends a representative to the germ factory every day, and then they come home with whatever it is they picked up along the way and bring it back to all those different households.
See, people,
what's the point of all those households staying home, not working, you know, distancing themselves if they're then sending a rep to the germ conference every day?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
I do feel bad for the people that wait for their kids to go to school because it's their break to get them out the door, because then you go to work and sort of have structured your life that way. Maybe you don't have... home care.
So our whole office is closed.
I know.
There are probably 100 employees that would typically be outside our door right now that are now not going to come here anymore for the time being. Right?
Yeah.
Do you think they have kids that are in school?
Yeah.
So what's the point of them not being here?
I get it.
Like, you're just negating it.
Yeah.
You're negating all the measures that other people are taking by just continuing to say, well, we haven't had a kid get infected yet. Oh, that's a good reason. That's sound, logical thinking. No big deal. Not the end of the world.
Yeah, because there's so many other schools that have canceled that have had kids get infected, right? It's all over the front. It's all over the news. It's like lead stories. No, it's not the case. You be proactive. You're smart. You know, don't assemble in large groups. I read a ton on this being out yesterday, and I agree with everything. Just be safe. Be smart.
90 seconds headlines with Hardy. More coronavirus after this.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.